A trial on Auckland buses has found drivers falling asleep at the wheel and an undeniable risk of fatigue. The company that ran the trial says it is seeing many more bus, truck and car drivers nodding off than a year ago. Phil Pennington reports.
Anyone who drives a lot has probably experienced that awful moment when they jerk awake, realising they've had a micro sleep at the wheel. Others are not so lucky and crash. Charles Dawson's company AutoSense ran the bus trial in Auckland with cameras that detect any micro sleep of more than 1.5 seconds, then shake the seat. He's seen it more and more.
For the 5,000 Guardian units that we have installed around New Zealand in light and heavy vehicles, there has been 30% more microsleep events per kilometre driven. We're seeing on average at this point in time around about 150 microsleep events per day.
In both 2020 and 2021, 25 people died in crashes where fatigue was identified as playing a part. Charles Dawson only monitors commercial vehicles but believes other drivers are falling asleep just as much.
Yeah, look, really scary. I think one of the big things that we see out there is luck. Most times when you fall asleep, you might hopefully wake up before a corner comes or the car drifts across the centre line.
The Auckland bus driver trial in 2021 detected 11 microsleeps on 20 buses in 2 months. It mightn't sound much, but Charles Dawson says the first lot of results showed 10 times more microsleeps on the buses than the company's national average. RNZ obtained a trial report recently from Auckland Transport. It ran it with insurer NZI and an unnamed bus company. The trial report concludes that doing nothing is not an option, and Auckland Transport says it's working with bus operators on fatigue management, including technology options. But sleep researcher Professor Lee Signal warns against relying too much on the tech.
I see it happening time and time again in different organisations. They choose a technology solution and they think they've ticked that box where there's so many upstream actions that need to be around it. And I can see from that trial that there are other great things that they were trying to put in place.
Official stats suggest driver fatigue is actually dropping, not rising, with deaths and serious injuries trending down over 20 years, including in the last three. But Professor Signal warns it's very tricky to gauge.
It's often not recognised and it tends to be underreported. So my concern is that what we're actually seeing in the national stats is just the tip of the iceberg.
In the Auckland bus trial, many drivers resisted the monitoring, some going as far as ripping out the camera units. First Union researcher Edward Miller says the trial came at a time of fraught relations between workers and the bus companies. And he says getting real worker buy-in is vital to the new tech.
New life-saving tech is extremely valuable in terms of improving worker safety outcomes, but you have to bring workers along for the ride. That's what your health and safety reps are for, to make sure there's no trade-off between implementing safety measures and maintaining decent working conditions.
Auckland Transport says it's also working with Waka Kotahi to change bus specifications so later models have electronic systems that allow for fatigue management.